Welcome to Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. Backyard tomatoes. There's simply nothing better on a hamburger at a 4th of July barbecue than a freshly picked tomato from your own backyard. We all set out with the highest hopes each spring, saying that this year will be the year that I get the perfect tomato. And I certainly hope that you do. Tomatoes have been grown for thousands of years, but even the best of gardeners with the most knowledge can still fall short of that perfect, red, delicious tomato. Many different aspects of fertilization, water, and temperature can stand in your way of the perfect tomato. An important idea to keep in the back of your mind when gardening is every mistake made in the garden is another chance to learn a new piece of information about that crop for your own growing edification. Failure to set fruit can be caused by many different problems, the first of which is the nighttime temperatures are not in the correct range. Nighttime temperatures for tomatoes need to be between 55 and 70 degrees Fahrenheit. Anything outside of this range makes it very difficult for the tomato flower to be pollinated. Also, when the day temperatures exceed 90 degrees Fahrenheit, fruit set tends to be at its lowest. Other problems that can lead to poor fruit set is the soil being too dry. This will cause the blossoms to dry up and drop. Too much nitrogen fertilizer can also lead to poor fruit set. Too much nitrogen will produce more leafy growth at the expense of fruit, flower, and root growth. But what if your tomatoes are setting fruit but failing to ripen? Again, this could be a temperature-related issue as well. If the temperature is above 60 degrees Fahrenheit or below 90 degrees Fahrenheit, though the flower is pollinated, the fruit does not last long enough on the vine to ripen. Compacted and overly wet soils, as well as low potassium, are also contributing factors to tomato fruit set failing to ripen. All the problems and symptoms mentioned before have to do with the inability for that fruit to become pollinated or to get to the ripening stage. But there is also the possibility of having red tomatoes while not producing the perfect specimen. Possibly there's some sort of abnormality with that fruit, such as a black area, holes, or distorted shape. Blossom end rot is a very common problem seen in tomatoes. This occurs at the bottom of the fruit or the opposite side in which the tomato is connected to the vine. Blossom end rot is often caused by a lack of calcium or the inability of that plant to absorb calcium from the soil. An excellent and easy remedy to blossom end rot is adding calcium nitrate to the base of the tomato. Other problems include cat facing, which is the deformity that occurs during the formation of the flower and also occurs on the blossom end of that tomato. The tomato fruit worm is also a common problem in tomatoes, attacking right about the time of harvest. Symptoms of tomato fruit worm are easily identified as black holes in the tomato, typically on the stem side of the fruit. You may also see frass or caterpillar droppings on the leaves below the tomato. Lastly, a problem we see in South Louisiana with growing tomatoes is cracking or bursting. This is when the tomato grows internally much faster than the skin grows. Characteristics of cracking or bursting consist of concentric or radial cracks on the fruit. Cracking or bursting can be caused by over-fertilization and extreme fluctuations in either temperature or soil moisture. Fluctuations in soil moisture is something that we see quite often in Louisiana. It may not rain for many days, and in 1 week we get a deluge. It is always important to consider the varieties in which you are growing. How difficult are they to grow? What are some characteristics or disease problems that come along with that variety? As an example, the variety Brandywine is very prone to catfacing. If you continue to grow Brandywine and produce catfaced tomatoes, you may want to consider growing a different variety other than Brandywine. Problems in the garden are good if and only if you are learning from them. Gardening is a lifelong adventure of successes and failures and turning failures back into successes. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.